Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bornhack 2022 Goodbye World talk. It is always a little bit of a sad occasion, but we'll try to spice it up with some fun metrics and keep the good mood going. We hope you had a great time. We absolutely had. We absolutely had. We had a lot of fun organizing this. We always do. It is, of course, hard work, and it can be frustrating when suppliers fail and when stuff doesn't work or the weather is annoying or whatever, but mostly it is immensely fun to do. We, the organizers and all the volunteers that have helped, and all the participants, of course, that helped make this event what it is, it's like nothing else, and we wouldn't want to be without it. So thank you. So all the teams tend to like metrics because nerds like numbers, of course, and we got the various teams to submit just what they thought was some fun metrics to show for this. For this Goodbye World talk. Towards the end, we have some more practical stuff about teardown and helping out with that bit. But before we get to that, let's look at some numbers. Tickets, this year we had 215 full week adult tickets bought in the shop. In addition to that, we had sponsor tickets go out to all the sponsors. There was also 7 child tickets and 47 adult one-day tickets and 7 one-day child tickets. Also 14 caravans, which is a record, and we are going to have to reconsider the caravan area because we kind of ran out of space this year. I live in a caravan myself. I can't blame people. It is an awesome way to camp, but it does, of course, take up some space, and the fire people have some specific rules because everybody has gas bottles in the caravans and stuff, so it is a bit flamey. Considering the proximity to MCH, we are happy with the attendance. If MCH hadn't been a week before, maybe we would have found 100 more people, but a lot of people can only do 1 week for they don't have vacation enough, or they simply didn't have time to recover and wash all their clothes and stuff between MCH and Bornhack. But a lot of you were in the MCH village along with all the organizers at Bornhack and did the whole trip from MCH to Bornhack and did the build up and did the whole event and are probably staying for teardown, and that's just amazing. We had such a fun summer. Okay, the content team, as usual, did a fantastic job getting not just people from the outside, but a lot of participants. We really mean it when we want this to be a participant-driven event. We love getting entries in the program from people who are here the full week, because it also gives the people who watch the talk an opportunity to find the speaker in the bar and ask some questions or keep talking about the issues. We like external speakers as well, but there is a bit of a hit-and-run vibe over it, where we really like when people are here, provide most of the content. And that's absolutely the case again this year, so thank you all very much for that. We had 23 talks, which is about the regular number we've had the last few years, a bunch of lightning talks, 10 workshops. We have increasing numbers of workshops, and I think that's great. I had a workshop myself doing some documentation for Uncensored DNS, and thanks for everybody who took part in that. And so much gets done at these workshops, and people learn stuff, and it's very great. We had on Saturday a full program with panel debates, where we had 2 different debates up here, and it was very successful, and we are very happy about that and all the hard work Tobias put in organizing it. We had a whole bunch of meetups for all kinds of user groups and technologies, 13 of them, some in the bar, some various other places around the area. a couple of music acts and a bunch of recreational events, which can be anything from a field trip to the Data History Museum or was it Quintatlon or something like that? Penta. These are also great fun. We are here to learn, of course, but also to socialize and have fun in other ways with our peers. And we really appreciate all the submissions and the hard work the content team did in scheduling it. And thanks to all of you for taking part in such large numbers. Thank you. So, the bar did great this year again. We appreciate you using it. As I mentioned in the opening talk, we do depend on the bar making some money to get this the finances of this thing to work. We sold for just over 110,000 hacks in the bar, which is almost 2,000 transactions, 520 liters of beer, 285 liters of Mate, and 466 cocktails, 12 of which were the big ones, the tsunamis. This is great. We still have inventory of most things, I think, and tomorrow we're doing a pop-up sale thing in the info desk. So when you leave, you can get a bottle of Silberbløder and a bottle of vodka to take home, and we reduce the prices a bit compared to the bar prices, so be sure to do that, then we don't have to carry so much inventory around. The bar team did a fantastic job. Again, the bar itself was amazing, and the team are running it like pros, so give them a big round of applause. The power team did a great job this year. There were pretty much zero outages. There was a bit, one breaker that is switched off because it was overloaded at one point, but it was switched on again, and that was that. Which means there was zero incidents of water getting into the breaker boxes, which means people were good at putting the plastic bags back over them and making sure that the water didn't get into them. Power strips and stuff in their tents. So even though we had some water, we didn't have any issues with that. So thanks to everybody for helping out with that, and especially thanks to the power team for, again, doing a great job. Many of you probably saw the NOC State of the Network talk a couple of hours ago. I didn't want to just repeat everything Morten said. And if you didn't see the talk, then go catch it on the stream when it becomes available soon. They do, of course, one of the most important jobs here. They keep us connected to the big world outside. Pulling uplink through a forest and covering a field like this, an access point, and doing all the infrastructure to support that is by no means a trivial task. They start planning months ahead and bring equipment and do a whole bunch of stuff that I even don't even know about to make all this work. Network, the NOC team are probably the people at the event, the volunteers who get to work closest to their real day job, like they work in a field where they also work every day, and it really shows that we have a bunch of pros doing this. Give them a big hand. And thanks also to the people using the bandwidth. It was very nice to see the graphs this year. The utilization was much better. Yes. Okay, so the wellness team. We sold 40 massage slots. I just came from there, so if I have these lines in my face, it's because I've been massaged. We still have some slots for the day after tomorrow. So if you're staying around for teardown, go to the webshop and get yourself half an hour of massage. It is well worth it. We emptied and refilled the hot tub four times, meaning about 6,000 liters of Hacker Soup went through the system. It was a great success. There was people in the hot tub very often, as often as it was ready. Next year they are aiming to have a sauna as well, which sounds very nice. And a pool. Okay, so wellness team, after a few years of a hiatus of the spa area, made a strong return this year. Give them a big round of applause. You may have seen the talk, the state of the game, earlier today. Otherwise, again, go catch it. It has more details than I do. We had a token game again this year. A bunch of people played. There were 17 different tokens hidden around the venue. 15 of them were found. And 8Dot wins a ticket for next year for finding 15, which is double the second place. So very well done, 8Dot. There was also, of course, Hacker Jeopardy again this year. Ponies won, and congratulations to them. They they absolutely annihilated the competition in the finals and just played all round, played some very nice rounds. The game team, again, deserves a great round of applause for finding fantastic categories. And as always, even now, you can start sending categories for next year's Hacker Jeopardy to game-team@bornhack.dk. They will gather them up, and the more they have to pick from, the more diverse the rounds can be. And it is, at some point, it gets tricky to keep coming up with new stuff. And with all the accumulated brain power we have, we can easily come up with a whole bunch of cool categories. So the Ponies people won a ticket each, and I guess that means we'll be seeing them next year. Let's hope, because they do the CTF as well, right? Oh, I actually forgot to include a slide about the CTF, but we had the CTF as well, of course. They announced a winner yesterday during Born Hack, and it is, again, great work. We are probably trying to loop them into joining the game team for next year, so to get it a bit more official that we that they are helping out, and we are very grateful for all the work they do. So give them a hand as well. Born Hack is almost entirely done by volunteers. We have a couple of outsiders coming in to check the safety of our electrical grid and that we did our plumbing right. And so the water that comes out the taps are drinkable and stuff, and the gas heaters don't blow up in our face. But other than that, we basically do everything ourselves. We also have a few hired hands to help with some heavy lifting, but that's it. Everything else is done by volunteers who, I mean, dedicate a portion of their vacation to building up and tearing down this great event. We are very grateful, and especially the people who stay for teardown and who stay until the end, no matter if we get a half or a full day delayed. Some people stay until we are done, not until they have to leave, and it is very, very appreciated from Orga. Thank you all. The teardown starts tomorrow at noon, and we hope to have most stuff done by Friday, and maybe leave Saturday if all goes well. Oh, something is up with the resolution. Let me see if I can make this a bit smaller. Yeah, nice. Okay. So we need help with a lot of stuff, carrying stuff around, cleaning stuff up, sorting stuff into boxes, and eventually packing it in the container and the cars and stuff. Please consider staying around an extra day or two. It really helps a lot. Everybody is tired, and then the more hands we have to spread the work out on, the better. There will be food. Jonathan is cooking 3 delicious meals per day. We are sitting down in the cabin at, what is it, 9 and 13 and 20 to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's also where we coordinate and hand out the jobs for the next next period. So please consider staying for teardown. It is a well-guarded secret that Bone Hack is actually a two-week event. Just a bit of it is during build-up and teardown, but it is still very cozy. We do campfires and we have fun, and it's not all just work. If you have a village tent, like a rented village tent, you can help us by taking down the tent yourself. After this talk, we're taking down this big tent, all of us together, and that will give you an idea of how to do the small ones. They are more simple than this big one, but the same principle. If you rented a whole fridge, please return it to the food area tent and clean it, please. And chairs and tables go to the star tent near the info desk, across the road from the info desk or behind the info desk in the stacks. So if you have problems taking down the village tents, or you're afraid to do it wrong, or you're not comfortable doing it, then that's fine. But if you are comfortable doing it and you are a few people, then you can take down a tent like that in an hour or something like that. Like I said, teardown begins tomorrow at noon. First coordination meeting is some hours after that at the info desk at 4. The first teardown meal will be tomorrow evening at 8. Jonathan will be cooking, and then again Thursday morning at 9, and at 1, and at 8, and so on. We have the venue until Sunday, but we really want to be out of here before that. Yes?
When does the food vendor leave?
They're here tomorrow as well.
Until 2 o'clock, you said?
Until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you for that. Good point. We always appreciate feedback. I mean, the best kind is when people come hug you in the bar and say thank you, but we also really like written feedback, because then when we have our evaluation in some months, we have something to evaluate based on. There's both like an event feedback, BornHack 2022/feedback, and you can enter whatever you want. It's much appreciated, both positive and negative feedback. There's also the event feedback, where you can tell the speakers or tell the organizers, the content team, what you thought of the speakers or their talks. We really appreciate you doing this, because it helps us get the program in even better shape for next year. Of course, verbal feedback is also appreciated, but written is easier for us to manage. If you lost anything, please go to the info desk and see if they have it. And if you found something, then please go to the info desk and leave it, so somebody else might be able to recover it. So when hacker camps like these are over, it can be a bit rough to return to the real world, where you're not surrounded by awesome people all the time. Suggested remedies for hacker blues, which can be pretty rough, include watching talks. They will be available as soon as we can humanly manage it. Play with your badge, write some code for it, share it with us if you make something awesome. Organize any pictures you took. If you have cool ones, send them to us, preferably with a Creative Commons license, so we can use them on the website and various places. Stay in touch. The IRC channel and other online communities are open all year round. And there's other events we are going to see each other at, and basically, as long as we stay in touch, it's that's a good thing. The tickets for Bone Hack Fund 2023 will be for sale at some point over the next month or two, and keep hacking and stay awesome. Tomorrow, we will, I write attempt, because we've said this before and failed to do it, but because there's so much panic on the teardown day that nobody really has the time to do it, but we are, again, tomorrow trying to make a small breakout session of the bar in the info desk, and we'll sell bottles of booze and mate and whatever else we have left over. We'll reduce the prices somewhat to encourage you to bring something home and make us not have to carry it around. Yes, and lots of Sävelblöta, so you can have some bottles for the dark winter months to get through to the next Born Hack. Okay, we would love some help right now tearing down the speaker's tent. This is probably the biggest single job of teardown, and we have successfully crowdsourced it 6 years in a row, and we are going for the seventh now. In the beginning, we timed it, but we stopped because people are competitive and we don't want anybody to get hurt. So so we usually do it in 20 minutes or something, but we are not timing it on purpose. So please take as much time as it needs to take. When the goodbye world is done, we will empty the tent and then start tearing it down. The process is, and there's a lot of people here, which is what makes it go fast, but of course there has to be some sort of structure. So when you get up, you take your chair, maybe the chair next to you, take it outside to the car out here. Alex will open the side so we can go through, but the car is already open. Stack them inside the big car. The tables go out on a metal frame, also out on this side. They fold together and then they're stacked. There's going to be a person at the frame who knows how to stack it, and there's going to be a person in the car, and there's going to be people at the pallets where the floors have to be stacked. One of the least favorite jobs during teardown is to have to restack things because we stacked them wrong. So rather than having this go fast, let's do it right. So if you have questions, if you're not absolutely sure how to place a piece of floor or table or something, then ask somebody in the vest. There should be one at each station, but if something happens and there's nobody there, wait. Don't just place things, because if we have to unstack 40 tables and stack them again, and everybody's arms are hanging down by the floor already, that's really that's a rough job to get through. So we appreciate the help, but get the vests to help you place things right. So chairs first, then tables. While we are doing that, the power team will start taking down power stuff, the network team will take their network stuff, the video team will take down the video stuff. When all that is done, we can start from the back by taking up the floors. They go out in these oblong pieces of, I think it's eight plates, and it's two by 1 meter pieces, and then they go onto pallets out here. No, out here. Sorry. And there's also going to be vests who know how they are supposed to be how the floor is supposed to be placed. Once we're done taking out tables, chairs, and floors, the stage has to be disassembled. All this stuff will be gone, and when all that is gone, we can start taking down the tent. The sides go out and get folded and get placed onto pallets. The roof tarps get pulled down. All the vests know how to do this, and get stacked onto pallets. Finally, we'll drive the chairs over and offload them, and then we are done. Usually this takes, it is quite a fascinating thing to observe that many people working together. And other than that, be careful with the network work equipment and the speakers, the video stuff and all that. Morten? Yeah, let's not have any network outages now. That would be a shame. Okay, so to sum up, let's see. Chairs into the car, tables onto the metal frames out here. After that, floor plates out onto the things out here, and then ask the vests. If you hear vests yelling, do what they say. They probably know better. That is it. Much love from Orga. I'll see you all in 2023. And we're burning the speaker's chair tomorrow evening at 10:00.